This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump rallied a crowd in central Wisconsin with a list of his accomplishments in office and verbal attacks against protests seeking a racial equality. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
In rural Mozanie, Wisconsin.
A very big hello, Wisconsin. We've been very good together.
President Trump says he'll continue helping American workers.
We passed record tax cuts and regulation cuts.
But if Joe Biden is elected president,
rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and
President Trump's chief of staff told journalists about aboard Air Force One Thursday that the president will not attend next week's UN General Assembly gathering in person. The decision marks an about-face for Mr. Trump, who just last month said that he wanted to deliver his speech in the General Assembly Hall in New York, even if other world leaders are staying away due to the coronavirus pandemic. The decision again marks the about face. The White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows ended that debate once and for all, telling reporters en route to Wisconsin that the president would not physically attend the General Assembly's 75th session, which will take place mainly by video conference due to the coronavirus health crisis. The main part of this year's UNGA, when world leaders take turns to give speeches, runs through the week starting September 21st and ends on September 29th. In opening remarks, the Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasized this year's focus will be the global response to the coronavirus pandemic and more. This is VOA News. U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Thursday warned that Russia is interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections with a steady stream of misinformation aimed at Democrat Joe Biden, as well as sapping Americans' confidence in the election process. Speaking to the House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Wray said his biggest concern is a steady drumbeat of misinformation that he said he feared could undermine confidence in the result of this year's election. The FBI director's testimony follows an August 7th warning by the director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center that Russia, China, and Iran were all trying to interfere in the November 3rd election. A Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, has since responded, saying that Russia specifically will pay a price for interfering in U.S. elections if he wins the White House, although he did not offer any specifics. More than 944,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and we have now reached and surpassed the milestone of 30 million infections globally. Just three countries, the United States, India, and Brazil, together make up more than a third of the deaths and half of the infections. Hundreds of migrants in Greece's islands of Lesbos finally have a new place to stay. AP correspondent Cameron Shamus.
Wearing masks and white coveralls, police escorted migrants camped out on a roadside to the new site on the island. The notoriously squalid Maria camp burned down last week, leaving more than 12,000 people in need of emergency shelter. Astrid Castellin, head of the UN Refugees Agency office on Lesbos, said it was essential that the migrants were found a new home.
It is a risk for security, for public health, and it's not dignity which we need for everyone.
Most of the migrants made homeless set up makeshift shelters made of sheets, blankets, reeds and cardboard along a stretch of road near the gutted camp. Authorities said the fires had been set deliberately by a small group of inhabitants angered by COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. I'm Karen Chamas.
An ally of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny said Thursday that a proper Russian investigation would show that President Vladimir Putin, the Kremlin, and the security services were responsible for poisoning the politician. Comments were made on a YouTube by Georgi Elbarov, a member of Navalny's team. The Kremlin has rejected any suggestion Putin or the Russian authorities were involved. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.